In this meditation, we'll work on building attention and awareness to cultivate stable attention and mindfulness. Attention and awareness are the two aspects of our conscious experience. Attention singles out some small part of the field of conscious awareness to analyze and interpret. It moves spontaneously in three ways. One is scanning, one is getting captured, and one is alternating. Attention is specific. Peripheral awareness provides the overall context for conscious experience. It's general and not under our conscious control. Mindfulness is the optimal interaction between attention and peripheral awareness, which requires an increase in the overall conscious power of the mind. This is the goal of meditation, to cultivate both stable attention and mindfulness at the same time. To begin, find a comfortable upright seat. If you're sitting in a chair, both feet should be flat on the floor. And your spine should be upright and relaxed. Feel for having your shoulders over your hips. If they're forward of your hips, lift your heart and relax your chin to help lengthen the spine. Your hands can be anywhere that's comfortable for you, on your lap, at your side, in any position. Feel yourself sitting and let yourself arrive. Appreciate the fact that you're taking time to cultivate mindfulness and stable attention. Begin with noticing the sensations of the breath. So not the idea of the breath, but the actual physical sensations. You may notice them at the tip of the nose, above the upper lip, or the throat, or the chest, or the belly. Wherever you feel those physical sensations is the focus of your attention. And at the same time, don't lose peripheral awareness. This means everything is included. So you're aware of the background and the foreground of the attention is on the breath. In this way, we're not trying to shut out or push away our experience in any way. So thoughts, emotions, sensations, background noises are all fine to have in the background. You don't need to make them do anything different, but just let them be as they are. I think of this as a way to be kind to yourself because you're not trying to make anything different, and pushing things away is not ultimately very helpful. So focusing on the sensations of the breath, allowing everything else to just be as it is. Cultivating both an alert and relaxed way of being. So not too tight, not too loose. The way you tune a guitar string. If you focus on attention too much at the breath, you notice that that's a little bit too tight and you might notice tension or it's hard to feel the background. If you relax attention too much and you're only having awareness, then it can be easy to fall asleep. So looking for that balance between the two. Noticing the physical sensations of the breath, you may experience distractions, which can take the form of thoughts, emotions, or background noises, for example. Every time you notice a distraction, celebrate that as an opportunity that you just woke up. You can come back to the breath. The secret to effective meditation is appreciating this aha moment. Congrats, you woke up from some distraction or sleepiness or mind wandering. It's the quality of appreciating this waking up process that trains the unconscious mind to do it again more often. It's kind of like training a puppy. Positive reinforcement works much better. One way you can do this is by appreciating what you enjoy about coming back to the breath. You might feel more relaxed or calm or happy that you don't do anything right now. Whatever positive aspect of your experience you feel about coming back to the breath, let yourself savor that. You can continue to notice the physical sensations of the breath while retaining awareness of the background. If it's helpful to you, you can label thinking as thinking. Giving it a label, like putting a post-it on a wall, very light touch, can help you distinguish what's going on. Thinking. Ah, great. Back to the breath. Good job, you noticed. Another technique that's helpful in noticing the sensations of the breath is called following. Notice the sensation of the in-breath and out-breath and any pauses. See if you can follow the entire breath cycle in each of its parts. In, pause, out, pause, without making it any different. So unlike in yoga, in this meditation, we're allowing the breath to be totally natural without changing it. If by paying attention to it, you end up changing it unconsciously, don't worry about it. Just notice. Another technique you can use is called connecting. This is comparing the parts of the breath cycle to each other. Is the in-breath shorter than the out-breath? Is there a longer pause before or after the out-breath? Whatever you notice, let that help give your mind something to focus on. It's kind of like a game. By making it a game or making it fun, you can help increase the times that your mind comes back to the breath. So we're like training the system with positive reinforcement and making it interesting. Again, noticing the physical sensations of the breath, remaining aware of the background, letting that be as it is. Notice each part of the breath cycle, and maybe compare the different parts of the breath cycle to each other, what that feels like. What do you notice? There's no right answer here. Sometimes it's helpful to start noticing the breath cycle on the out-breath. This is because it connects one breath to the other so that your mind doesn't think it's done when it notices one breath at the end of the out-breath. So you can begin noticing the out-breath, notice the pause, notice the in-breath and any pause after that, and that would be one breath cycle. If your mind is very distracted, you can count breaths up to 10 and then start again at 0 or whenever you get distracted after 10 breaths. But if that's not your experience, if your mind is pretty calm, you can skip counting. Trying to notice the experience as it is without adding too much. But counting can be helpful in the beginning. Notice sensations of the breath, allowing awareness of anything else to be in the background. And lastly, appreciate yourself for making the time to take care of yourself today. Thanks for joining.